There may be big changes coming in the media business. The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission says he wants to relax a 30-year-old rule that restricts media companies from owning newspapers and television stations in the same city. FCC Chairman Kevin Martin says he wants to allow what's called cross-ownership, but only in the nation's top 20 markets. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us from our studios in New York. David, what's the reason behind this change in the rules?
Well, there's been a sort of comprehensive review of various questions about the structure of ownership of media, and particularly broadcast media, which, after all, is what the FCC regulates. But Chairman Martin has pointed to sort of the real decline of fortunes for the newspaper industry and saying that we've got to find a new rubric under which to look at media ownership. In particular, he's talking about the changed media landscape where, you know, newspapers aren't just competing with radio stations and television stations, but they're also competing with online distractions, with things that you TiVo on, from cable stations, from satellite offerings, from video games, almost anything you can think of. And he's saying it's not simply this narrow TV versus newspaper world that you might have thought about in the old days.
So why just the top 20 markets? Why is he confining things there?
Well, presumably in large markets, you've got more outlets to deal with anyway, so that you're more likely to have, for argument's sake, between, call it 7 and 11 television stations. And therefore, if one of them is owned, particularly one of the smaller ones, as he suggested would be the only ones allowed, doesn't mean that the media skyline is completely blotted out by one dominant media player.
Well, that's what the reason for this rule 30 years ago has been. The idea is communities better served if there's a diversity of voices, more ownership, so you don't want one big company owning the newspaper, the television station in town. But what has the reaction been to the chairman's proposal?
Well, and that's been the foundation for a lot of negative reaction from consumer groups in the last 24 hours since Martin unveiled this proposal. They've said that this is likely to drive out minority ownership and to crowd out local ownership, both of which were explicitly intended to be encouraged by the rules passed 32 years ago. Interestingly, on the other side, the newspaper groups are not particularly satisfied by this. The Newspaper Association of America has said that it's going to push for more generous rules, that is, maybe not just the top 20 markets, and in fact not also limited to only the smallest stations in those markets. It says the rules have changed so much that to think that any one media company could have a dominance in any market is ludicrous. There are a lot of companies with a lot at stake here. If you think of Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, it owns more stations than ever. It picked up a dozen or so just a few years ago. In New York, if you think about it, it owns the New York Post and it owns two television stations, as well as being about to acquire Dow Jones and therefore the Wall Street Journal. The Tribune Company has approved a deal, its shareholders, to be sold to a consortium led by the real estate mogul Sam Zell. And that seems also to be dependent on the notion that these temporary waivers that have been granted in some market for Tribune would be made permanent. That is, when it acquired 7 years ago the Times Mirror Newspaper Company, suddenly it had newspapers and television stations in markets like Los Angeles, New York, and even smaller one like Hartford, in a way that is going to require the FCC ultimately to either give them a thumbs up or thumbs down.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.
We're joined now by Senator Byron Dorgan. He's a Democrat for North Dakota. Last week, he held hearings on this issue and introduced legislation to delay any FCC decision on media ownership. Senator Dorgan, welcome to the program. What are your concerns here?
Well, first of all, I don't think we need more concentration in media ownership. I mean, gosh, we've had galloping concentration in radio and television and newspapers. The last thing we need is additional concentration. And yet, Kevin Martin, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, is wanting to relax ownership rules. And I think it's not in the public interest, frankly.
But he says, he makes this argument, and he cites specific numbers. Newspapers are in very serious trouble. Circulation declines over the last year. The rules change will help preserve these really crucial editorial voices. Isn't he correct in both those assertions?
He's not correct. And you should be so lucky, or should I be so lucky, to own a major city newspaper in this country. In fact, we had at last week's hearing the publisher of one of the two major newspapers in Seattle, and the publisher of that newspaper said that argument is not accurate at all. He said what has happened is what used to be 40 and 45 or 50% profit margins have dropped to 20, 50, 15% profit margins, I think he said. And so they consider that troublesome. But the fact is, it's one of the most profitable businesses in the country. It has been for a long while.
The chairman, Mr. Martin, says that he's tried to run a kind of a middle ground here. He's put on a lot of stipulations so that a newspaper couldn't buy one of the big television stations in its market. It would have to buy a fairly small one.
That describes accurately what he's proposed. My question is, why is there an urgency to relax ownership rules so that newspapers can buy television stations in our major cities? Now, let me describe to you the cities we're talking about. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, Atlanta, Houston, Detroit, it can go on and on. 20 of them that represent about 50% of the American population. Why on earth should we be in the business of saying newspapers now ought to be able to buy television stations? It doesn't make any sense to me. There's no urgency for that to happen. If anything, we've seen far too much concentration in radio and television ownership, and we've always had a ban on cross-ownership between newspapers and electronic media.
Still, the newspaper industry and the broadcasting industry, they often get their way in Washington.
Well, that's a pretty astute observation. You're right. I mean, look, this is big business with a lot of money. They all want to marry up and combine and merge, and I understand all that. I'm much more interested in what is in the public interest. Now, before the Federal Communications Commission, with Mr. Martin as chairman, before that commission rests a couple of very important proceedings. One is something called localism. How are radio and television stations serving their local interests? And the other is public interest, a public interest proceeding. Are they meeting their public interest requirements for being able to use the airwaves free of charge? Neither of those proceedings has gone forward to conclusion. Chairman Martin seems uninterested in completing those in any thoughtful way. My point is, why would you allow greater concentration in the media before you complete the proceedings on localism, whether they're serving local interests, and on public interest to determine whether they're meeting the public interest requirements?
Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota. Senator, thank you.
Thanks a lot. It's good to talk to you.